Lord is going to bless you in a mighty way, in a special way. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to open up with the word of God like we always do. I'm going to turn over here to the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 19. And we're going to look at verses 11 through 16. And I'll read it in two versions. We'll read it in the King James, and then we'll read it in the New Living Translation. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Oof, hallelujah. I'm going to read that in New Living Translation. Verse 11 says, "Then I saw heaven open, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True." That's in capital letters, Faithful and True. "For he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in its finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of all kings and Lord of all lords." Father, we praise you right now. We thank you right now. We come into your presence right now. Lord, we acknowledge you right now. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God, that your mercies over us, they are new every morning. And your faithfulness, it can't be measured in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the Holy Spirit, who is the earnest of our salvation. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the revealer of the truth of the Word of God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you bring all things to our understanding. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are our helper and our comforter. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are discerning the thoughts and intents of our hearts this morning through the Word of God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are making us right in the presence of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that because of the blood of Jesus, we are your children. We thank you, Lord, that we are the sheep of your pasture. We thank you, Lord, that you are not ashamed to call us your brothers and your sisters. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not ashamed to call us your sons and your daughters, because you already so loved us that you gave the only begotten of the Father. Hallelujah. You gave the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, that you sowed the greatest seed and you have reaped the greatest harvest, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to help us this morning to hear your word with hearts that are ready to receive. And now, Lord, behold the threatenings of the enemy in our circumstances, in our lives, in our bodies, in our finances, and grant unto your servant that with all boldness I shall make known the mystery of the gospel, of the good news, of the grace of God. And we thank you, Lord God, that signs and wonders will be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we welcome you to Shore Foundation Church. We're so glad that you're with us. And we have, we're going to really let the Spirit of God encourage you this morning. I'm just so excited about what the Lord is going to say. Just a quick reminder that you can follow us on Facebook and on YouTube. You know, you can Follow us on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube at surefoundationchurchnj.org. And then on Instagram at Sure Foundation Church, you can find us. We encourage you to subscribe to our ministry podcast. You can do it through our website. We are on Google. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are on Amazon Music. We are on much more. And we encourage you to take advantage and flood your heart with the Word of God until the Word of God floods whatever trouble is going on in your life. Praise God. And the message for today is that the Lord is giving you power. Hallelujah. The title of today's message is that He gives you power. Hallelujah. We're going to turn over here to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40. And we're going to look at a few verses in Isaiah. Of course, we have a number of scriptures. We're not going to be long this morning. We're going to endeavor to be a little bit more, move forward a little quickly, a little bit more quickly with the Word of God, and encourage you to download the podcast, subscribe, so that you can hear the Word of God over and over again and meditate and go back and look at the scriptures. We're in Isaiah chapter 40, and we're looking at verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. Verse 29 says, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hopefully this is not the first time that you've seen this scripture in the Word of God in the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Love this. I love this verse because this just goes to show us as God's people that the Lord is very aware that you and I are finite. And our abilities, you know, meaning we have limitations. You and I have a time where if we don't get enough rest, where we won't be at our best. You know, there's going to be a time in your life where you have completely exhausted yourself to where you don't have anything left. And the Word of God is very clear. Verse 28 says, haven't you known, haven't you heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the one who made everything, he's never tired. The Lord is never weary. He's never weary. And there's no searching of his understanding. But the Lord recognizes that you and I, we can faint. Yes, we can get tired. And God is so good that when God sees that you and I are fainting, and that we are exhausted, and that we are at the end of ourselves, that we have nothing left, the Lord in his mercy and his loving kindness, and we're going to see that later on in the Word, it says he gives power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. And then just in case you are one of those people who are very confident in yourself, in your own ability, in your education, and your experience, that's a wonderful thing. But the Word of God says, even those who are young, even those who are good at what they do, even those who are experienced, even those people come to the end of themselves at some point, and we run out of ourselves. And we need to rely on the Lord to give us the power that we need to move forward. Praise God. This word faint in verse 29 of Isaiah chapter 40, it means fatigued. It means tired to exhaustion. Have you ever been tired to exhaustion? I can think of a few times in my life where I've been so tired that I felt like I couldn't even move, that I just wanted to sleep, even though I wasn't in the most comfortable circumstance. If you're tired enough, you can sleep even the most in even the most uncomfortable situation. If you're tired enough, if you're weary enough, if you don't have anything left, if you're fatigued, you know, you can tell when you're fatigued, you almost can't think straight. Your legs, you don't have your legs under you. If it can feel like you can feel a little bit faint, like almost like somebody is turning out the lights on you, even though the lights are on and it's daytime, it feels like things are fading. There's always a point in our lives, maybe it's cyclical, but there's going to be a point where we don't have anything left and where we feel like, man, I'm not going to make it. You know, the lights are turning out and it's not necessarily nighttime. but it feels like it because I'm just that fatigued. And the word of God is really clear in verse 29 that the Lord is going to step in those moments. Now, I want to encourage somebody in the Holy Ghost this morning, because there's somebody that may be in a position right now where you are feeling faint. And the message for today is that the Lord will give you power. We're going to see that in a few different places and for a few different reasons on why the Lord does this. But I'll just tell you straight, it's because the Lord loves you. It's because the Lord doesn't want you to pass out. He doesn't want you to lose heart. He doesn't want you to be completely exhausted and fatigued to where you are, your heart begins to fail you when you need courage the most. So the word of God says that the Lord will give power to the faint. And I want to just define this word power for you, because we're going to see this in other places in the word of God here this morning. But here in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29, where it says that the Lord is going to give us power, this word power, it's the Hebrew word koa or koach. And what it means is that the Lord is going to give you the power. He's going to give you the ability to be firm. He's going to give you vigor. Now, again, you might be in the place where you are fainting, where you are exhausted beyond measure, where you are just weary, you are fatigued. And the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord is going to give power. He's going to give firmness. He's going to give vigor. This word power, it means the Lord is going to give you the ability to have force and to have fruit. When you think of force, what I think of right away is wind, the force that wind can have. And we can't see the wind, but we can see the result of the wind. We can feel the wind. And we know that the wind has force, even though we can't see it. And I believe that the power that God gives us sometimes, we can't always see, but we can experience the force of the power that God gives us. Other people can experience that force. Our circumstances can certainly experience that force. And without question, the devil can experience the force that God gives us. When it says that he gives power, it means he gives force. He gives firmness. He gives vigor. It also means that he gives fruit. And that is to say that the Lord will give you the ability to be productive. You know, fruit is produce. God will give you the ability to be productive even when you're tired, even when you're fatigued. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God gives us fruit. He gives us vigor. He gives us firmness. He gives us ability that we don't have in and of ourselves. That word power, where it says he gives power, it also means that God will give you might. God will give you strength, meaning where you were fatigued and you didn't have your legs, all of a sudden there'll be a strength that will come to you that you don't even know where that came from. Hallelujah. And you might even feel, because of the fatigue and the weariness and the exhaustion that you're experiencing, that you don't want to go on any further. And yet, somehow, some way, because the Lord gave you this power, this firmness, this vigor, this ability that is beyond yourself, this force, he's given you this fruit, this ability to be productive, he's given you this strength, all of a sudden, you can move forward even where you don't necessarily feel like you want to, but you just have an ability to keep on going. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to rejoice that the Lord is giving you power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Lord gives you, the first point is that the Lord gives you power when you are exhausted, when you are fatigued. The Bible says he gives power to the faint and to them that have no might, just in case we're not clear, to those who are now weak, they have nothing left. To those who have no might, the Lord will increase their strength. He will increase their might. He will give them ability that they are without in and of themselves, but because the Lord steps in. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that impressed me as a young Christian is that the Lord has a way of revealing himself in your life, even if you don't hear his audible voice, or even if you don't experience a situation in which the Lord appears to you. Let's be really frank. The Lord appears to us. That is not only a life changing event that can occur, but that's the kind of thing that not everybody can handle. That's the kind of thing that can impact people in a way that can really throw them in a significant way. So the Lord, what I love about the Lord is that the Lord will show up in your life in other ways that are just as real. I love when the Lord shows up as a result of my prayers. I love when I can go into the presence of the Lord in a place of worship. And when I started worshiping, maybe I was overwhelmed with, you name it, with life, with circumstances, with lack of finances, with trouble, with impending doom, with a terrible news, and I'm overwhelmed. I can go into the presence of the Lord. I can go and I can worship the Lord. And when I come out of that cloud of worship, when I come down from that mountain in God's presence, I'm new again. That is a manifestation of God's presence in our lives. And it's amazing because, yes, of course, we could hear God's voice. The Lord could appear to us. But I think it's even more grand and more wonderful when circumstances happen, when something is overwhelming us, and we go into God's presence, and God gives us power. God increases our strength. God gives us ability that we didn't have in and of ourselves. To me, that is as much as a manifestation of God's presence as if the Lord showed up physically. Praise God. What a blessing that the Lord gives us power. And we can see here in our first point that he gives us power when we are exhausted, when we are tired. Make no mistake about it. Praise God. There is time where you and I are capable of running outside of ourselves. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes we have just given all that we have. Has anybody ever given all that you have in your marriage? And to where now, unless the Lord steps in and increases your might and gives you some sustainability, gives you some strength, that marriage might end. Has anyone ever been at the end of themselves in their physical body due to an illness or some type of disease, or maybe it was COVID, and you get to the end of yourself, and you know when you're at the end of yourself? I'll tell you this, people who are close to you can tell when you're at the end of yourself. I remember when Adrienne ran a marathon, her first marathon, and I don't know why they run marathons in the summertime when it's warm. That is crazy. But anyway, Adrienne ran all 26.2 miles. I just want to let that sit there for a second, because some of us listening to this call, you might not be able to remember the last time that you walked 3 miles at one time. And Adrienne ran 26.2 miles. That's what people who marathon do. Anyway, she ran that marathon. And at certain points in the marathon, because I just wanted to encourage her, I had a road bike, or I would meet her at certain checkpoints to encourage her one way. And on the second, it was to make sure she was okay. Because 26.2 miles is a long way on a warm day where there's hills and there's dips, you know, you go, there's down climbs, there's inclines, you know, you're tired, you can't eat anything, you know, you can hydrate, but it's just, it's a lot. And my point with that is when the race ended, she had that sense of accomplishment. She got emotional, but I was not her, but I could see she had run out of herself. It alarmed me. You know, I remember I called over some of the emergency personnel and they gave her some treatment. You know, I was with her, her children were around her, you know, and I prayed for her. But that was just an example of the power of your will, the power of my will, the power of the ability that God has given us in and of ourselves. But even with that, we have limits to our ability. And it's not a bad thing to be fatigued. It's not sin to be fainting. But if you're fainting, if you're fatigued, if you're exhausted, that can lead to a circumstance in which something else can overpower you in that moment. And God is so good. The Bible says that he will give power. Hallelujah. He will give firmness. He will give vigor. He will give ability. He will give force. He will give fruit. He will give might. He will give strength. That word also means he will give substance and he will give wealth. Somebody say amen to that if you're lacking. Praise God. So our first point is that the Lord gives power to you when you're tired. Hallelujah. And then here's our next point. We're going to turn over here to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Speaking of wealth, praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18 says, "But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto thy fathers as it is this day." We're talking this morning about the Lord has given you power. We already said the Lord has given you power to strengthen you when you are weak, when you are down, when you are downtrodden, when you are fatigued. But now we see here in Deuteronomy chapter 18 that the Lord has given you another kind of power to increase, to obtain wealth, it says. It says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto his fathers." I want to read that in another version just to make sure we get it. Praise God. Read that in the New Living Translation version. Hallelujah. I pray you're getting something out of this. It says, "Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power," and this is what it says in this version, "to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath." Now, we all know that in life, and especially in the country, in the United States of America, we have certain ways that we define what it means to be successful. Everybody's definition of wealth is not the same. For me personally, my definition of wealth is not to be rich. My definition of wealth is to have more than enough. That's my personal definition. The personal definition of wealth is to have more than enough, and it is to be satisfied. It's to be not lacking in my emotions, not lacking physically, not lacking, you know, with my relationships, and I'm not lacking as far as money is concerned. That's my definition of wealth. We all have our definition of what success is, but the Bible says here that it's the Lord that gives us the power. It's the Lord that gives us the ability to be successful, to obtain wealth. He gives us the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This word power is that same word. It's that same word, koa, means to be firm. It's the Lord giving us the ability. And I want to give you another definition. This word power, this word koa, Hebrew word koa or koak, it also means chameleon. And we know what chameleon, you know, we know what a chameleon is. A chameleon, I think it's a lizard. But when I think of chameleon, it's the ability to be flexible in your circumstance. It's the ability to camouflage in your circumstance and to be exactly what you need to be in order to survive, in order to be sustained, and in order to be able to defend yourself. It's chameleon ability. Hallelujah. This is what we're talking about, how the Lord gives you power. And we just defined what power is. And another definition for this word power is God gives you chameleon. Hallelujah. Gives you the ability to camouflage yourself according to your circumstance so that you are sustained, so that you are able to survive, so that you are able to defend yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We said the Lord gives power to the faint. We said the Lord gives power to obtain wealth, to obtain success, whatever that means for you, whatever that means, however you define success in life. And then I want you to see some other scriptures about how the Lord gives us power. Glory to God. I'm going to turn over here to Psalm chapter 105. And I want you to just see here, when the Lord gives us power, a big part of that is increase. Psalm chapter 105 and verse 24 says, "And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies." Glory to God. That's the Spirit of God talking to you right now. The Lord is increasing you on the inside, and he's making you great, and he's making you stronger than your enemies. The Lord gives power to the faint. The Lord gives power to those who have no might. He increases their strength. The Lord gives power to you and to I so that we can obtain wealth, so that we can be successful. Right in the midst of a circumstance that is challenging, you know, right now you might be in a place where there are decisions that need to be made that are crucial to your well-being. They might be crucial to your well-being. They might be crucial to your survival. And the Lord wants you to be successful. And you know what the Lord will do? The Lord will give you power. Now, notice we haven't prayed. We haven't said anything about us going to the Lord and praying for it. This is just letting you know that the Lord is desiring to give this to you. The Lord wants to bless you, meaning it's there for you. If you want it, it's there for you. God is giving you the power. This word give, it's the Hebrew word natan, and it just means that the Lord has already appointed you to have power. Now stay with me, because it's going to get a little bit heavier in a moment. The Lord has appointed you. The Lord has bestowed upon you this power to be successful. He's given it to you. He's appointed to you. He's ascribed it to you. That's what this word natan means in the Hebrew. It means God has appointed you to success. God has ascribed you to success. God has assigned you to success. That's what this word gives mean. A lot of times when we think give, we think that maybe someone asked so that they could receive. And God is so faithful. The Lord is not always waiting for us to ask for power. If the Lord sees that you are fainting and you are fatigued and you need to be strengthened, the Lord will strengthen you. Sometimes you ever been so tired you couldn't pray? I've been there before. I've been so tired that I didn't want to read my Bible at that moment. I didn't feel like I didn't have the strength. Thank God that I have committed some scriptures to memory so I can just lay back and just meditate on scripture that is in my heart. But boy, I've been in a place where I felt like I didn't have the strength to pray, or I was too devastated to go before the Lord because of this bad news, these evil tidings that I've received. Now I don't even have the strength to pray. I've been there where I grab Adrian's hand and I say, babe, you pray. Thank God for a partner. Thank God for a friend. Thank God for somebody that you can trust that is willing to agree with you, because there are certain moments where we just don't have it. But God is so faithful, he's not waiting for you to ask. Whether you have the strength to ask for it or not, it's already been bestowed. It's already been assigned. You've already been appointed this power that God has given you. You've already been appointed this firmness that you need, this ability beyond yourself that you need, this chameleon, this force, this might, this strength, this substance that you need to be effective, to survive, to overcome. God has given it to you. Praise God, even if you didn't ask. Now, I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, and we're closing. Praise God. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. So we already saw that the Lord is going to give you power when you're tired, when you're exhausted. We just saw that the Lord is going to give you power to be a success, to be successful, to make sure that that deal goes through, that that business goes well, that that new opportunity in your career, you know, that you are able to walk through that door. God will give you the power to be successful in that interview, in that process. God will give you the power to be successful in your physical body, in your mortal body. The Bible says the Lord will strengthen us with might by his spirit in our inner man. The Lord will strengthen you even with wisdom on the inside for whatever your circumstances are that you may feel is beyond you. Here's the third point, though. This is what Jesus said. This is in red in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. And Jesus is talking to his disciplined students. He's talking to the disciples. And it says, behold, this is Jesus talking. And Jesus says, look, everybody pay attention. Behold, I give unto you power. There it is again. To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm going to read that again. It says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And this word power is a little bit different. This is the Greek word exousia. Hallelujah. And this means that God has given you the ability of privilege and force. We already said force, but it says that this word power, where it says God has given you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil, it says this is ability of privilege. This is capacity. This is competency. This is freedom. God has given you and I delegated influence over the things that oppose us. And specifically in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, it says serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And make no mistake about it. We know that in life, we're going to have obstacles in life. So we know God has given us power for that. But also, as believers, as those who are Christ-like, we recognize that we don't just have life obstacles to deal with. We also have demonic opposition. There's a real devil that is opposing you right now, that is not wanting to see you go into your desired haven or your wealthy place, that is wanting to see you overwhelmed and exhausted beyond measure until something that is not like the Lord swallows you up. That is the work of serpents and scorpions. This word serpents is representing devil, demonic activity. It's sly, it's cunning, it's maliciousness. Have you ever worked with someone that is malicious, that you can tell they're malicious because even when you get around them, there's just something about them, something about their presence that is unsettling. There's something about their presence that is sneaky, that is cunning, that is sly, that you're 100% certain that if you were a fly on the wall hearing them talk about you, it would be something negative. It would be something behind your back. It would be something that is deceptive and working against you. That's what that serpent means. And then scorpions, that's representative of just awful circumstances, just a wicked situation, a situation where it's not just a life opposition or obstacle. You can tell that the evil one is at work here. Now, we're not to be mindful of the evil one at work. God just wants you to be clear that he's given you power over that. But this word scorpions, it's talking about something that stings, right? Something that pierces. And that's how circumstances can feel sometimes, like a poisonous sting. A scorpion has like a poisonous sting in its tail. That's how circumstances can feel sometimes in life. That's like when that bad news thing happens that you did not anticipate, out of nowhere it happens and it stings. The Bible is very clear here in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Jesus said, I gave you power. I gave you exousia. I gave you delegated influence. I gave you privilege. I gave you the force that you need to overcome the devil and that stinging circumstance that is coming at you right now, and over all the power of the enemy, so that nothing can hurt you. Praise God. That is good news. I want to give you one more verse as we close. Luke chapter 9 and verse 1, and this is going to bless you. This is Jesus again in the book of Luke, and this is where he calls the 12 disciples. This is, and he called his 12 disciples together, and here it is again. He gave them power. But not just power, it says that he also gave them authority. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave them power and authority. Now, we already know what power is. Power is we saw the one definition of power is exousia. Glory to God. But then there's another definition of power. And the definition of power here in Luke chapter 9 and verse 1 is dynamis. Glory to God. That means that God has given you miracle power. Glory to God. God has given you, he's given you a unique kind of force. It's not just that you've been deputized or that you've received delegated authority. It means that God has given you miraculous ability. God has given you a super enhancement for your circumstances. God has given you inherent super capability, and it resides on the inside of you, either by virtue of your nature, according to him, or because of what you are doing for him. Now, I'm going to say that again. It says that Jesus told the disciples that he has given them power and authority. And this word power is different. It's not exousia in the Greek. It's dynamis, like dynamite. God has given them force, miraculous ability, super enhancement, inherent super capability. And it means that God has given them all of this and that it lives, meaning they don't have it on them and then it leaves them. It stays with them, stays with you and I. It resides within us by virtue of our divine nature, which is synonymous with the Lord, or because of what we're doing for the Lord. I would say it's both. God has given you dynamis power, hallelujah, and authority. He's given you dynamis and exousia. Glory to God, hallelujah. So we said that God has given you power for when you're tired, when you're exhausted. God has given you power to be successful in life. God has given you power over what the devil is trying to do in your life. And God has given you this supernatural ability as a result of you carrying his divine nature and being about the Father's business in your life. And this is so powerful because one more definition of this word power, dynamis, is that you and I have a crown, which is the sign of regal authority. You have a crown. And the Bible says, we already read in Revelation chapter 19, in verse 16, I believe it was, that the Lord has equipped us, or Revelation chapter 19, verse 16, it says that the Lord is crowned with many crowns, meaning we know the Lord has all authority, the Lord has all power, but as for you and I, God has given us all kinds of authority, all kinds of exousia, all kinds of supernatural ability beyond ourselves. Hallelujah. We're going to close right with that. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us power. You've given us power right now. You've given us power to be strengthened where we've been weak, where we need some help, where we are fatigued. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the power to overcome the wicked one. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the power to be successful in this life. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us supernatural power above our own ability. We thank you, Lord, that you have crowned us with your loving kindness and your tender mercies, and that you yourself are crowned with many crowns, that you have a name still that no one else knows but you, that no one else understands but you. And we give you glory, Lord, that you are the living word. You are the word of God. We receive the power that you've given us, and we receive it right now in Jesus' name. I would encourage you to be strengthened with might by God's power on the inside. Know that the Lord is with you, and stay in God's presence. Fill your heart with the word of God. Take the time to meditate. Take the time to go before the Lord in prayer, even if you're just walking and praying, even if you're just driving and praying in the Spirit, even if you're just walking into the office at work, and it's a little prayer, it's a little scripture that you've been meditating on. That's you staying close to the Lord and you making way for the Lord to give you power. Hallelujah. Lord bless you. We'll see you next time. Amen.